with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the post-St. Paddy's Day version. Maybe you're getting up a little bit slow because you had just a little bit too much Irish fun last night. But, hey, we appreciate you tuning in. Get out in your backyard, suck up some fresh air, and get a grill going. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Oh, you scared me there for a second. Hey, wherever you're listening, thanks for joining in, whether you're streaming, podcasting. If you want to stream the show, you can go to thegrillingguys.com. Look in the top right corner, and it'll say Listen Live. And then right below it, there's a set of earmuffs that'll get you signed up for the podcast. We've got more and more people dropping in on the podcast, which is a cool way to be convenient for you to just take the show wherever you're at. And I listen to it on airplanes a lot of times. I'll just listen back to the show to see how good or bad we sounded that week. But good way to check us out also on Facebook/ The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And don't forget to tune in if you're a Sirius satellite listener. Thursday nights on channel 125, I'm on at 11 Eastern, and you can check us out on Sirius Satellite. But Jop, I think it's time to teach people a little more, and one of the things a lot of people hit us up with on questions on the website is, you know, questions about how to buy a smoker, what kind of smoker they should have, and this and that. And we've got a friend in the smoker business, and that's Mark Hillman from ABS, American Barbecue Systems in Kansas City, Missouri, and he's on the grilling line right now. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Jop and I like to help people shop, and of course, we're huge fans of your product. I own a Judge, and people have all sorts of things on their shopping list when they're going to get a smoker. And what would be some of the most important things somebody should be thinking about? Let's go for a small, inexpensive smoker. What would be the pitfalls and the pluses that people ought to be thinking about?
For one, we're looking for something that's a little more heavy-duty type cooker, one that's a little thicker steel, one that's going to be able to come up with a good heat source to where you've got good even heat and smoke throughout the whole cooking chamber. So a damper system that's going to allow you to get good even heat and smoke throughout the whole cooking process.
Some of the pitfalls, what are the common mistakes a lot of people make when getting a smoker?
Well, initially, I mean, some of the more inexpensive models are fine for the entry-level backyard enthusiast. Unfortunately, those models don't last for a very long period of time, maybe 2 or 3 years. They're more of a disposable type cooker. And so what you're after is, after you bought something like that and want something a little more durable, a little more quality, you need to look into something a little more heavy-duty, one with thicker steel. The All-Star, American Barbecue Systems All-Star is our smallest cooker that we make, and it weighs 325 pounds.
Right, that mass has a lot to do with an awful lot of the science behind a good smoke, and you alluded to it earlier about a thicker steel because of the firebox.
Correct. Our design on the firebox is it's a full-length firebox across the backside of the smoke box. So it's not like an offset, traditional offset-type cooker. And so you get good even heat and smoke throughout the firebox through into the smoke box chamber. And with it being thicker steel, it's going to hold heat better. You're going to be able to manage your fire a lot better. And it's going to last 4 or 5 times longer than the cookers that are less expensive and not built as well.
Mark, this is Jop, and one of the challenges that we've heard from people when they get the small little firebox versus the one that goes across the entire surface is you get hot on one end and the other end is cold and the meat gets done ahead of time on one end versus the other. Do you see that happening, and does the full width firebox solve that problem?
Yes, it does. You know, you can imagine that when you've got one tube welded to a smaller tube, and the smaller tube is where your fire is. Well, you're trying to get the heat and smoke clear to the other end of the cooking chamber that's the furthest away from your charcoal and wood, and you're having troubles getting that even flow from one end of the cooker to the other.
So I think one of the problems, you know, people are always concerned about budget, and they see them for $200 online, and they pull the trigger, and then they have a smoker, and it kind of works, but their results are poor. So what bothers me is that their experience in barbecue is poor, and they give up on it, or they think it's too hard for them, and they throw in the towel, or they just think, well, you know, barbecue food's not really that good. And so I guess what I always caution people to do is to take their time and to save up for a little better smoker. And you don't have to spend $3,000. I think that one you talked about, it's about $1,195.
With the 10-inch pneumatic non-pneumatic wheels, so they're 10-inch solid rubber wheels. It's our all-star model, and that's actually $1,345.
Okay.
And it's got three stainless steel cooking racks in the smoke box. It's got a stainless steel grill grate in the fire box. So it's a grill as well as a smoker. And again, all our cooking surfaces are stainless steel. So you don't have to worry ever about having rusty racks that you're getting ready to put a clean, fresh piece of meat on. You don't have to worry about having rusty racks for that.
Which a lot of them do. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're speaking with Mark Hillman, the president of American Barbecue Systems, ABS Smokers out of Kansas City. You're also a competitive cooker, so you're on some competition teams, KCBS. You cooked at the Royal last year?
Yes, actually, we cooked at the Royal. We've got three teams within the company that we compete. We cook maybe five or six competitions throughout the year. And I might say also that we had a team that cooks on the American Barbecue Systems Pit Boss rotisserie cooker, Team 913 BBQ. They're here out of Olathe, Kansas, and they've won the American Royal Grand Invitational. So they're the grand champions of the 2016 American Royal Invitational on the Pit Boss.
Wow, that's awesome.
Bob, is that the grill you have, the Pit Boss?
No, I have the Judge.
You have the Judge.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but
bigger.
I've had the pleasure, Mark, of cooking on Bob's Judge, and it's a fantastic system. I admittedly only done it a couple times with him, but we actually smoked a bunch of meat on that at a chili competition, and our meat and vegetables, and kind of did well in that competition too. So versatile. It's versatile.
Well, good. Glad to hear you did well with it.
Yeah. Yep. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. That you mentioned the stainless racks, and that is probably, believe it or not, one of the biggest things I like about that, because my old unit was just mild steel and it rusted every time you used it. So it's easy enough to clean up, but it's kind of a drag when you open it up and show somebody and it's full of rust.
Yep.
So the stainless, all the hardware you put on there is stainless as well. So anyway, what's your website?
It's AmericanBarbecueSystems.com, and we also have Facebook as well.
So check out American Barbecue Systems. You can find a dealer near you anywhere in the country, wherever you're at. And by all means, I'd put my money on this one. I did. Mark, we appreciate you joining us. You like it when people actually visit the factory and see the handmade quality you guys have in Olathe, Kansas. So that's an open invitation to people, right?
Oh, yes, you bet. Yep.
Okay. I think Jop's going to darken your door in a couple weeks. He's heading out to Kansas City to do some spying. So Mark Hillman, ABS Smokers, Olathe, Kansas, Kansas City Market, we appreciate you joining us. You take care, and we'll see you again.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Yeah, Bob. Next week I'm headed down. I've got the privilege to go down and see the NCAA tournament. So we're going to go down there, and I'm going to swing by and see Mark. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about cleaning and getting your equipment ready for the spring. It's right around the corner. Stick with us. We'll be back. Even though